Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Thank you for listening to the show. We love that you're here with us. Brent Celek will join us in moments. Talk to Brent about the offense a little bit. Also talk to him about Jack, that he is involved with an appearance with Jack Fritz and a whole promotion with Jack Fritz. Mm. Did he think his career would end up here?
Did you think post-career would be this?
Yes.
He also was playing, remember he was being Travis Kelce for the practice team before the Super Bowl?
Oh, was he?
Yeah, he was like... He was running routes as if he was Travis Kelce.
Oh, really?
At practice?
I remember seeing videos of him running routes. Yeah.
Really?
Both great 87s.
There's no way he was running routes.
Well, you can ask him.
Yeah. I wonder if they're even allowed to do that.
That's what I'm saying. Is he part of the staff?
I don't know. I just remember seeing a video, and they said, here's Brent Celek mimicking Travis Kelce.
Wow. Well, I wonder...
It worked.
That would be a way to it did work. That would be a way to circumvent the practice squad rules. Just say, hey, this guy's a coach,
right?
You know.
Now we would have coaches that during scout team they would,
oh really,
do certain things, but that's usually when we don't have equipment on or what have you.
Did you see that the Bucks re-signed that 450-pound guy?
Yeah, you know what that's for.
Well, Davis. Well, they said they were. They said they were using him as a.
To get ready for
Jordan Davis. Yeah, why?
I thought he was going to line him up next to Vita Vea for the tush push.
Oh.
But did they activate him?
No, they did not.
They signed to the practice squad.
They just signed to the practice squad.
Well, and they have been. I don't have the stats in front of me, but they've been pretty good on tush-push defense.
Because of him, Vita Vea, man.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a big boy.
That's an interesting side, you know, side note to what's going to happen on Sunday is how successful we'll be with the tush-push. 215-592-9494. James in Nashville. You're on WIP. What's up, James?
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
What's up, dude?
First time, long time. Appreciate it.
Thank you, James.
Hey, I just want to give y'all a shout-out, man, because this show, if nothing else, is consistent. I'm a rideshare driver. I drive weird hours. I drive at nights. And these other shows, man, they're on fraud watch.
Oh, I like to hear that.
They want to talk about the team, and then we get to the Bucks game, and here they are, cowarding into a corner.
Scared. Yeah, we ain't scared here, James.
No, we absolutely not. And I'm not even from Philadelphia. And I'm not scared of nothing.
I hear the twang in your voice, James. Yeah. How'd you become an Eagles fan?
I grew up in a military family, and we moved around a lot. And my dad was never into sports, but where we lived at the time, we had Philly sports stations that would come across the TV, and it was McNabb.
Oh, there you go.
Ike Reese.
There it is. James,
and
here,
before you ask, Jackie, my favorite Ike Reese play is 2004 NFC Championship game, the interception off the block field goal to seal the special teams.
I love it.
There it is.
Pro Bowlers.
I'm glad that we found one caller
who knows
that had their favorite Ike Reese play lined up.
James, we got to put you on hold because we have Brent Celek on with us. Brent, thanks for joining us, man.
How you guys doing?
What's your favorite Ike Reese play?
Man, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't with that guy.
What's up, B?
How you doing?
Good, man.
So you and Jack on Sunday, where are you guys going to be, Jack?
Come on, man. We're going to be at Saloon 151.
Okay.
In downtown Westchester. The streets are still closed, so Gay Street's closed.
Okay.
Which means you can hang out on the street. It's great. It's an awesome atmosphere.
Watch party for the game?
The Philly Formation watch party, Spike. Everyone calls it
there
that.
You go.
So listen, you can win. The real experience is winning a game day experience with Brent. You know,
yes,
at the
that
Eagles
is
game.
The real one. Yeah.
The second biggest prize you could win is a home gating party hosted by me. I mean, who wouldn't want to watch an Eagles football game with me?
Yeah, that is the second best. There's definitely a space between the best prize and the second best.
Two Weber grills from National Appliance Warehouse, and you can also win tickets to a future Eagles game. So I don't really know what the excuse is not to come out, frankly.
There you go. So that is Sunday. Name of the bar again?
Saloon 151 in Westchester.
Saloon 151. Brent, were you how did heat affect you when you played? Were you did it bother you? How was the situation when you were playing?
Honestly, it was the hardest thing I dealt with. Heat and humidity was always just tough for me. Cold games, not so much. So I think that this week, the weather in Philly was pretty humid, so I think it was pretty good.
Yeah.
From a practice standpoint, being able to get them acclimated for the heat that they're going to see down there, because that's humid down there. And it's never fun to play in.
CB, not my two guys here, but other people like Elliott Shore Parks. They've been saying all week that this thing is a mental thing, and that players, if they're thinking about the heat, then they're already defeated. I've tried to explain to them, listen, man, you go out there in that heat, you got to wear this equipment. That's extra 20 pounds of equipment you have on. And when you're not used to being in Florida dealing with that heat, it just hits the body differently. I think it drains you. Like, it makes you more tired than you really are.
It totally drains you. It drains you quick.
Yeah.
And I think, especially if you come from a cold weather place where you're practicing and 65-degree weather, and then you go to 90-degree humid heat. I think that's tough. Again, I think that our weather up here right now is advantageous to the Eagles because, they're able to acclimate themselves to it a little bit, and I think they're going down there early to get even more acclimated. So I think, they're doing all the things that they possibly can. Ike, I don't know how you feel, but I was always a pickle juice guy,
and
that stuff helps so much. So hopefully they got the pickle juice on Sunday.
Yeah, well, something that people don't understand with hydration is not just about water. It is about electrolytes as well. And if you don't balance that, it can be even worse, if you're not doing both those things. Mm-hmm. Brent,
you got to put that, what is it, the sodium in the electrolytes?
That's basically what it is.
Body,
put it back in your body.
A
you need that
science
balance.
Science lesson by everyone and
there
here.
You
well,
go.
Listen, I've cramped up enough to know.
Yeah.
Brent, so you watch that game on Sunday, and we see the first half, which was one of the toughest things to watch from an offense perspective I think I've watched in the last several years as an Eagles fan. And then the second half, which made us feel excellent. When you watch that game, what do you think the biggest difference was between the performance in the second half and the performance in the first half?
I mean, it really just comes down to execution.
Yeah.
And, we started to do things offensively, opened up the field, and guys were making plays. But it really comes down to just execution. And I think in the second half, you just saw them start to execute a little bit, and then they fed off of it. The offense was playing better. The defense was playing better. Special teams was doing better, obviously. And I think, for a team, every year is different. Regardless of the fact that they won the Super Bowl last year, this is a new team, and this team has to prove themselves to each other. And so when you have a team that is down by what they were down and no one gave them a chance, and they just stayed in there and they just kept going and kept grinding and kept saying, we have a chance, we have a chance, and ultimately end up winning the game, I think it's just so good for the psyche of the football team, because you don't know if you can do it until you do it. And so they proved it to themselves that they're not out of any game, and just keep going, keep fighting, and you never know what can happen.
That's one of the things that we have Jordan Mailata on every week. One of the things that he keeps saying is, not the plays, I'm telling you, it's us. It's us, you know? And it's really hard, I think, for most of us when we're watching. We can see when somebody overthrows somebody else. We can see when somebody fumbles. But the execution overall, there's so much going on at once to know who isn't doing the job that they're supposed to do is really tough, I think, watching it. And just, we need to play better and we need to execute is something that is hard to swallow when we want an easy answer, right? We want it to be, oh, just throw more or run more, when it really sometimes is just about playing better.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Exactly. And I mean, it takes 11 guys on every single play. If every single play, one guy is just getting beat and it's a separate guy every single time, you know, ultimately be like, oh, I played a pretty good game, but, you know, it was just not us all screwing up on one play. It was one person screwing up on every single play, and it sets you back. And so it really does come down to the execution of every single guy. And when you start getting that together and, you know, they start rolling, it's a good feeling, but it is demoralizing sometimes when it's just like, oh man, if we had just blocked that one guy, if we had just done this one thing, and those things pile up, and then you end up with the first half like that.
Brent Selleck with us. Brent, you mentioned every year is different, and last year was such a run heavy year, and the Eagles were we run, and when the other team loads up to try to stop the run, we're able to pass. Is it possible that this year, given the focus on the run game, might have to go a little bit the other way for a little while to maybe get some of that attention off of Saquon, where you're passing to set up the run instead of running to set up the pass?
I mean, that's a tough question, because the defense can come out and, you know, this week they could come out and zero blitz us every single play to start the game, and so it can change your strategy a little bit. I think we're a great running football team. I think we're a great passing football team. I think we have ability to do pretty much everything. And I think that's good as a fan. Like we know we're a talented football team. It just, again, it comes down to going out there and executing on every single play. So there's multiple ways you can win a game. It doesn't have to just be running. It doesn't have to just be throwing. Sometimes it can end up that way. But every game is different. You just have to have the ability to be able to do whatever the opposite of what the defense is doing, you know, to take away. So,
all right, Brent. We appreciate you calling in today. Again, Sunday, Jack, once again, I forgot the friggin' name.
Saloon 151. We'll watch the Birds game together. Have a great time. Enjoy Miller Lite and Jameson.
Yes. And it'll be
my hometown of Westchester.
Oh, you're
come on out.
Oh, you live in Westchester.
My hometown of Westchester.
Oh, all
let's
right.
Take it down. Yeah. Come on. You Cincinnati's fine.
Speaking of hometown, let's go Reds, Brent. Let's go Reds.
Yeah. I wish I was a baseball fan. I'm not.
Oh, damn.
Wow, you're from Cincinnati. You're not a baseball fan?
Don't ever say that again.
Oh, come on, man. All right, Brett.
When I was growing up, it was a slow game. Now they got the pitch count. It's way better. I'm starting to like it more.
It's thinking man's game. Come on, Brett. Yeah. We'll get you to like baseball. You'll get old enough where you'll like it. I promise, eventually. All right, Brent.
All right, brother.
Appreciate you joining us, brother.
Yep.
Thanks.
There he is, Brent Salek. You can join him and Jack at Saloon 151 in Westchester during the game on Sunday.
Whose hometown is it?
It's my home. Okay, let's take it down. I can't even claim Philly. You know, I'm proudly.
So you're proudly claiming Westchester.
Exactly. Nope, that's right. The home of Brent Salek. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose the extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
And per my personal request, Baker Mayfield's jerseys for your dog are now available at Dogs and Cats Rule. Spike improvising his read.
I certainly would get my dog a Baker Mayfield jersey.
I'm sure you would.
By the way, James, James, you're a good caller. We don't have any more time. I just want to say goodbye to you, and I love you.
Appreciate it, James.
No, man, I appreciate it. Love y'all, too.
All right, there he is, James in Nashville. What's next?
Note to self. Put together a top 5 at 5 about Ike farting on air. Jack under his breath after Ike criticized today's 230 Tupac selection.
What? I didn't say.
He's just not a big all eyes on me guy.
I didn't criticize it. First of all, I would never criticize Tupac.
Yeah,
I
sure,
would
for
never
sure.
do that. I ain't mad at you as a little. I was not prepared for that one.
Oh, come on. Tupac song.
We were once two homies of the same kind.
Yeah, I feel you. You said that's your favorite Tupac song?
Yeah.
You like that
one? Man and Hearts, man.
Okay.
When I'm sitting in traffic and that song's on, I'm rapping it pretty hard.
Yeah, you're rapping just quick like to holler at a hoochie with the same line?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes I just mumble the words.
Okay.
Like, yeah, when I don't know what he's saying.
Okay.
I think it sounds pretty good, though.
What's next?
Good to see you're also a chronic cramper, Ike. I knew we were alike.
LeBron
in LA.
Yes. Dude, I was waiting for that. You said it twice.
Yeah.
Yep.
Chronic cramper, man.
You and LeBron.
No water weight.
Oh, is that what it is?
Well, I could never hold water weight, so I sweat a lot. So right. I could lose, no lie, I could lose 7-8 pounds in practice.
That's crazy.
Easily, yeah.
Holy moly.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, what's next?
Are the Sixers the most injury-plagued team in the NBA? Have you given up keeping track of it all? Join Ike Reese for the new Odyssey podcast. What was his injury again? Mike and Cherry Hill.
Didn't know
Embiid's
injured.
I could have just guessed that it was a knee and would have been right.
Yep.
Knee or back. It's always a knee or back.
Knee or back, yep. What's next?
I'm not saying that was a horrific presser by the Sixers today, but Nick Castellanos was seen cringing while listening to it. Joe and Drescher.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I think Casty.
There's a lot of people excited about the Sixers again after the, you know, jerseys and the Embiid videos, and then they talked today.
Then they hit us with this.
Yeah. Completely done.
Yeah. Well, at least we get rid of our hope. Then it'll be exciting if something happens. Lower expectations.
Lord, buddy.
Yeah, yes. What's next?
The same Joe DiCamera that runs crotch first? That Joe DiCamera? Spike on the drive home. Definitely not someone who can be baited.
Crotch first.
Look, that dude wanted me to do it. I did what he wanted.
It to him.
Yep. What's next?
Get my neck roll!
Herb in the Northeast after 6 blue chews.
Text line!
Oh, wow. Man. Goodness gracious.
Man, that was different today.
Yes, it sure was.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.